Just know that coming up right after Florida or anywhere else in the world, we're going to have you call in to win that two-night getaway to St. Pete Clearwater. But first, it's time for Florida or anywhere else in the world, our Stupid Criminals game representing Orlando. Player number one, it's Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin, you want Adam or Dana as your coach this morning?
Dana.
Yay! All right. Whatever. She's been so good luck. Bitter. All right. Player number two is Glenn, also in Orlando, right here in our hometown. Glenn, good morning. You're going to have Adam as your coach.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're great, man.
Hey, Adam, we got this, man. We got this.
Yes, sir, we do.
Wow, right. Really?
Except you don't.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll we're going to start you off, Caitlin and Coach Dana, with this one. One way or another, this guy, I think he just wanted to land himself in jail somehow. He's a 24-year-old guy named Christian, and recently, Monday night, he called 911 to ask the police if he had any outstanding warrants. Well, I'm pretty sure they have caller ID. The good news for him is that he did not have any outstanding warrants. The bad news is that cops charged him with misuse of 911. So now he's looking at a $500 fine and 30 days in jail just for calling and bothering them.
And a warrant.
Yeah, so go ahead and flee, and now you will have that warrant.
Wow.
Caitlin and Dana, do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world?
I don't know. I'd say Florida. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, there's not a lot there to go on.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Final, so it really is a guess.
Final answer, Florida?
Sure.
Glenn, what do you think, bud?
Well, I know Florida does crazy things, but I don't think it's that crazy. I'm going to say anywhere else in the world. What do you say, Adam?
Well, funny you should ask, because obviously this could not be Florida. There is so much to do in this state. You would never be so bored that you'd want to call 911 and ask if you had any warrants out. It's got to be anywhere else in the world. But it's your game. You decide.
Final answer?
I'm going to go with anywhere else in the world.
This took place in Louisiana.
Oh,
dang. It's all right. You got a chance to come back, Caitlin. All right. 1-0. Glenn, you'll start off on this one. I'm sure people have been on plenty of bad first dates, but I don't know if it gets much worse than this. There's a 35-year-old guy named George, went out on a first date with a lady last month, and at one point in the middle of their date, he's like, can you excuse me for just a minute, ducked out of the bar, and decided it'd be a good time to go break into her car, because I know right where she is.
Wow.
She got suspicious when he had been gone for like 20 minutes, so she went looking for him, went outside, saw that he had smashed her window with a rock, and was in her car stealing her cell phone and $20 out of her wallet.
What a jerk.
So she yells at him. He ends up taking off running. The cops ended up tracking him down and arresting him. He was charged with third-degree burglary, which could land him now 2 years in prison. And she actually wanted to go on a second date with him because
no,
she likes the bad boy kind
she
of thing.
Didn't.
No, just kidding. Do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Glenn?
What do you think, Adam?
Well, we have some things here. She's obviously a very nice, respectful lady because she left her cell phone. She wants to really pay attention to the date. But she left her wallet, so she's like expecting him to pay. So that's not really a Florida thing. Florida, you know, we'll pay, they'll pay, whoever. So it's got to be anywhere else in the world.
What?
Makes sense, huh, Glenn?
Complete sense.
It does.
Really?
But that's something, it sounds crazy in Florida. I'm going to have to go against it and say Florida.
Okay. Caitlin, what do you think?
Florida. Dana, I don't know. What do you think?
I actually think this is, anywhere else in the world. I want it to be Tennessee or something. I don't want it to be us.
Wish this on another whole state.
Those guys.
Yes, he's rotten.
Caitlin, what do you think?
I'll go with anywhere else in the world.
This took place in Iowa.
Yay!
Nice.
Yes, we are tied 1-1.
Go get your coach again, Glenn.
Oh, no.
We're a team.
Right, final story.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Stay in a minute.
It's the first time he's ever said that.
Right?
I don't know what this guy's plan was, but I think it's safe to say he did not execute it. Last week, a guy broke into a clothing store, and he did it by busting through the ceiling and sliding down a long rope. But there's surveillance footage that shows him that as soon as he gets into the store, he seems to abandon his idea to steal anything because he became exclusively focused on how he was going to get out. And so for almost 3 full minutes in the video, his only plan was to try to climb back up out of the ceiling. So he climbed shelves. He propped up furniture. He ended up trashing the whole place, freaking out about how am I going to get out? And then he realized that there was a door, which he ran out of empty handed. Now, the cops are still trying to track him down, but he's like the world's worst planner and world's worst burglar because he got away with nothing. Do we get to claim this brain tank in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Caitlin?
Dana?
Wow. Yeah, maybe he's just doing a trial run for the big job he was actually planning.
Give him a little practice.
The story he really wanted to hit. I don't know. My guess is anywhere else in the world.
And it's apparently a guess. Caitlin, what do
you
think?
Yeah, it really is.
I'll go with anywhere else in the world.
Glenn, what do you think?
What do you say this time, Coach?
Well, here we go. Speaking of coaches, obviously in Florida, we have taken away that climbing the rope thing that we used to do in PE. So a lot of kids grow up not knowing how to do this. And here this burglar grew up not knowing how to do this. I think it's got to be Florida because they can't climb the rope.
All right, we'll go with the coach on this one. Anywhere else in the world?
No. I said Florida for the win.
But it's okay, well, then we'll go with Florida.
This took place in New Orleans.
Oh, see, following the coach.
Yeah, how'd that lead you down that rope?
Woo, Caitlin!
thank you.
The final score, Caitlin and Dana 2, Glenn and Adam 1.
Glenn, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That never happens.
Ever since we started this game. Wow, he even said anywhere else in the world, too, Adam.
I know. I really jumped in and corrected him.
Thank you guys for playing Florida or anywhere else in the world.